a fantastic opportunity to interview one of the most renowned poets of all time, the world famous for more than 2,000 years, the celebrated Homer, author of the two epic poems, the Iliad and the Odyssey. I decided to track down the underworld rival of Homer, in his time, the poet Hesiod. Dear Hesiod, it has been quite difficult to find you in the immense underworld. We cannot understand why you have disappeared from the radars, especially at your time, the 4th century BCE. You were as celebrated as Homer, but after your transfer to the underworld, you seem to be known only by pupils and scholars. How do you explain your loss of popularity?
It is certainly true that I was extremely successful and celebrated in my lifetime, around 750 and 650 BCE. I was extremely famous in the whole world, Hellenistic world. I have to confess that I have greatly enjoyed the intense pleasure of my fame in my life. My ego was very pleased by myself. My name somehow faded in the time of but my poem, the Theogony, is still to your present day your major source about Greek mythology. In fact, when you learn about the extraordinary pantheon of the ancient Greek gods and goddesses and their personalities, their lives, their love affairs, their families, their rivals, it refers to my poem, the Theogony. Why I revealed, in fact, everything you know about them, from generations after generations. My name might not be recognised, but most of by my story has been transmitted for generations after generations. I think that our extraordinary ancient gods are so attractive and wonderful, so fascinating, so that they most certainly showed my work absolute null, and I didn't feel any bitterness or resentment. I'm in fact extremely happy to hear everyone evening parents telling the stories of the fabulous gods and goddesses, everyday teachers explaining the Greek mythology. It is an immense privilege, and it makes me so proud to have been instrumental in these fantastic stories that are so precious and part of human heritage. Each time someone somewhere begs to open Pandora's box, it fills my heart with joy. It means that I've been useful. I succeeded in transmitting this important knowledge about our civilization, your inheritance. As you would say nowadays in your language, mission accomplished.
So I understand correctly, you conceal no frustration about your name being so widely ignored.
I was extremely lucky to have a wonderful life in my own time, to be recognised by my peers, to be celebrated. I also know that there is no worse sin for the Greek gods than arrogance. What we used to call the hubris, which is immediately punished extremely severely by the gods. The other truth you need to understand is that the underworld, you are judged on your accomplishments. The gods have allowed you to live. It's an extremely extraordinary opportunity, so they need to know what you have done with this life. How have you served your country, your family? What have you done with their gift of life? Those who have wasted their life without accomplishing anything meaningful or without respecting the gods are severely punished in their afterlife. Personally, I wrote the stories on the gods and was key in their transmission and helping, making names and lives eternal. I was granted to enter and stay in the Elysian fields of the underworld, for which I am extremely grateful. Rest assured, I bear no resentment, especially if you know that I started my life as a humble, simple shepherd boy. My poetic talent has given me by the most beautiful, generous muses, who appeared to me while I was guarding the goats in peaceful countryside. The beautiful muses offered me a poet's staff and endowed me with a poet's voice to sing about the race of the blessed gods and waters.
You are also described as the father of Greek didaic poetry and the first economist.
Only two of my entire epics have survived. The Theogony, which we just talked about, the narration of the genealogy, the power struggle, and the lives of the gods and goddesses. I retraced the creation of the world and the different reigns of the gods, naming more than 300 gods. Many other authors have written on the subject over the centuries, but I'm extremely proud that the Theogony remains since the ancient times the most respected source of the Greek mythology. My other surviving work is called Works and Days. It is about the lives of farmers, peasants and shepherds, giving moral consideration and practical advice. The poem is in fact a farmer's almanac, in which I try to help my brother, Perseus, in the agricultural arts. For this, I'm also considered as the father of economists, throughout workmen grow rich in flocks and substances. If your heart within your desires, wealth do these things and work. Work upon work. There are also pets with us. Call your friend to a feast, but leave your enemy alone. And especially call him who lives near you, for if any mischief happens in the place, neighbours come ungirt. But kinsmen stay to grind themselves. A bad neighbourhood is as great as a plague as a good one is a great blessing. And morals. Let the wage promised to a friend be fixed, even when your brother smile, and get a witness for trust and mistrust alike ruin men. And more importantly, the other that your mum keeps nagging you with, do not put your work off till tomorrow, and the day after, for sluggish workers does not fill his barn, nor one who puts his work off. Industry mixed work go well, but a man who puts off work is always at hand grips of ruin. Finally, there are also stories such as Pandora and the Jar, the ages of men, the creation of mankind. I have to admit that I'm fully proud of the narrative. For all these reasons, I'm very fulfilled by the works. I was fortunate enough to realise in my time. Now, if you excuse me, I have another meeting with extraordinary people. You need to realise that if you have a productive life in the underworld, it's certainly a fascinating place to be.
Thank you for accepting this interview from the underworld. We are quite reassured about the underworld. Goodbye for now, stay safe and stay tuned.